Now time for a locker room chat with Axel head coach Eric Detweiler after their win over Blue Valley Randolph last week. And coach, Isaac, he was 9 for 12, 250 yards, 6 touchdowns over the air. Your thoughts on his day?
Yeah, no, he just came out and played exceptionally well, you know, and to add to that, not only 6 touchdowns, he had 5 of them to different receivers, I believe. So, you know, he's just kind of spreading the ball all the way around and sees the field very well. And Blue Valley gave us some passing opportunities, and he just took full advantage of it.
And you guys only ran the ball, according to the stats here, 7 times. Was that kind of your game plan going into that contest, or was it kind of just what the defense was giving you at the time?
Well, you know, that's what we thought would be open was the passing, and it was. And really didn't have no reason to run when we can just throw it at will. And it's good practice for us as well, you know, to get our receivers, you know, running our sharp routes and get Isaac throwing the ball. And it seems like we're doing a great job of it.
How much do you feel your team has improved offensively from early in September to now in early October?
Well, you know, quite a bit, honestly, from our first game. I thought in our first game versus Cary Paravel, we looked pretty sloppy, to be honest with you, and looked like we hadn't played in quite a while, and it showed. From week to week, we go over to game film and study what we need to do to make ourselves better. And I think our kids are learning on the fly and doing a great job of it.
Now, back-to-back shutouts for you guys. Your defense is really humming right now. What are some things that you're trying to continue to improve on there?
Well, you know, just stay assignment sound. Even though we had shutouts and still had guys, I felt like in the wrong places on field at times. When we're getting our second stream guys in, it's kind of the same way. So, you know, they're learning by example. Just stay assignment sound and trust your teammates to do their job. Hopefully we can continue to be successful.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more from Coach Detweiler in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axel head coach Eric Detweiler, coming up against Hanover, a home game. And coach, this is a team that is not to a slow start, but had some very tough opponents there, starting to play some good football now.
Yeah, you know, Hanover is always traditionally very well, you know, plays very well. And I know they're extremely well coached and have won multiple state titles. Even though they've lost a few games, I know they're going to be geared up to come play us on Friday night. And we're just going to have to be ready. And like I said before, stay assignment sound because I know they're extremely well coached. It's always good to play teams like this to kind of exploit your weaknesses and make you better for the playoffs.
And the Wildcats lost to Clifton Clyde in their opening matchup 52-6, who, of course, you guys beat. How much do you guys factor that into your game plan?
Honestly, not much at all. I know that was their first game of the year. And like I said before, our first game of the year, we didn't play very well. And Hanover's kind of got some younger kids on the team. I don't know if I'd say younger, but hadn't seen a lot of playing time before. I'm sure they're learning every week. Just that week one game, honestly, we don't take it into consideration hardly at all.
And kind of talking about some areas that need improvement, what are your thoughts on what you guys are doing in practice that you're really trying to focus in on?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, I keep saying it, but, you know, just trust your teammates and stay in your own area. And that seems like a lot of times, defensively, we're in the wrong spots and on pass coverage. We need to decide whether we're playing man or zone and understand what we're trying to do. It seems like we're putting in new stuff every week, which makes our team more complicated. Just little things like that we work on in practice to make our team better as a whole. When it comes game time, we need to stay focused on what we're trying to do.
Final question for you, Coach. How are you trying to keep your team locked in as we start to wind down the regular season, get ready for the playoffs?
Well, you know, we just take it week by week. Being ranked and everybody's out to get you. I'd like to say a rival game versus Hanover. We've had some extremely close games. The last few years, and I'm sure, you know, us being ranked and they're not, they're going to try to return the favor and beat us. So we just try not to look ahead and take every week very serious, no matter the opponent, and try to move forward.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck this Friday, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Be sure to stay tuned. We got more coming up here on this Thursday edition of Locker Room Chat.